To some who are religious, feeling the spirit may be experienced in the form of physical sensations and emotions, perhaps a sense of warmth, the presence of peace, tingling reminiscent of small jolts of electricity, or even a state of euphoria. But beyond the feelings, what is actually happening inside the body during a spiritual experience? A team of scientists, including Michael Ferguson, a former graduate student at the University of Utah, wanted to know more. So they peered into the body's control center, the brain.
So we were really wanting to know, how does the brain behave during religious experiences? Since religion is so influential, and there are billions and billions of people who claim that religion is a core motivation in their life, and it's something that they base major life decisions on.
The spiritual experiences people find important can vary considerably. So while previous studies on how the brain participates in these events have been conducted in areas such as meditation, Ferguson says additional investigation is warranted.
One of the things that's important to keep in mind is that there is such a wide diversity in the types of spiritual experiences that people report to be meaningful to them. And so it was very important for us to have individuals from the same religious community for whom these spiritual experiences have a very similar meaning and a very similar description.
The scientists chose to study how spiritual experiences affect the brain in members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or Mormons. They recruited returned missionaries, specifically those that expressed they feel the Spirit often and strongly.
These were individuals who have high levels of activity in their religious life. For example, they report to go to church meetings on a weekly basis. These individuals actually reported weekly temple attendance in addition to daily scripture study.
But would participants be able to feel the Spirit while undergoing a brain scan?
It's not a natural environment. When the first participant came in and started pushing the button indicating that they were feeling the Spirit very strongly during their brain scan, we got really excited. And that's when we realized, okay, we're going to have some kind of really cool result come out of this. We didn't know what it was at the time, but the fact that the first individual was reporting to be connected so strongly to their spiritual and religious feelings was a very, very good indicator.
The 19 participants engaged in various religious activities while in the fMRI, including prayer, watching videos of church leaders, and reading scriptures from the Book of Mormon and quotes from various world leaders. As a control, scientists recorded each individual's baseline brain activity. In other words, the brain's activity in the absence of a spiritually elevated state. This served as a means of comparison for when participants were feeling the Spirit versus when they weren't. Each individual was also equipped with a button box where they indicated at what level they were feeling the Spirit during the scan.
Each of the participants reported the feelings that they had while they were in the scanner matched up to the feelings that they have in their normal devotional life. Some individuals were feeling the Spirit so strongly that they were actually in tears at the end of their scan session. So there were very powerful experiences that individuals had while we were scanning their brains.
The brains of those undergoing a spiritual experience, they did light up.
We showed so clearly that a region called the nucleus accumbens is involved in spiritual experiences within a Mormon population. And that's important because the nucleus accumbens is the reward center.
The reward center of the brain might sound familiar as it responds to stimuli like love, music, gambling, sex, and drugs.
The reward center is such a powerful region for learning what types of things are important or rewarding. And so this leads to a lot of very, very provocative questions about how is it that religious ideas and religious doctrines become rewarding to the brain.
Ferguson notes that the nucleus accumbens wasn't the only region of the brain activated during the spiritual euphoria. Regions involved in focused attention, as well as areas in the prefrontal cortex associated with a person's moral compass and judgment, lit up too.
I'm really excited about the medial prefrontal region of the brain being involved in these experiences because it indicates that there is higher thought that's going on here. It was also really exciting to see the nucleus accumbens, that reward region involved, because again, that's such a powerful region for motivation and for learned behaviors. The two of them working in conjunction with each other is a really exciting puzzle for us to continue to disentangle moving forward.
Because spiritual experiences can vastly differ around the globe, these scientists plan to continue their studies by investigating brain activity in non-religious individuals as well as people of different faiths. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Risa Ledbetter.